Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, also from our side. We will hurry up today because you have much to do, as we have heard. We start, as always, with the highlights of the first 6 months. I am on slide number three. We had the grand opening of our Stadtgalerie in Hämelen on the 11th of March in 08. The shopping center was already 100% pre-let in January 08, and the rental income was 5% higher than originally expected. The shopping center, Stadtgalerie Hämelen, has a lettable area of 25,000 square meters. Second highlight is our decision to enlarge the Altmarkt Galerie in Dresden on slide number four. It is one of the best shopping centers in our portfolio, with the highest sales per square meter of more than 5,200 euros. On slide five, you can see some details of the expansion. The expansion is possible now because neighbors had the intention to sell some plots, and the expansion is favorable for us due to an increasing competition expected and due to a demand of our tenants. Expansion will be about 18,000 square meters lettable space on with 90 shops. Our participation in the Altmarkt Galerie Dresden is 50%, and the investment volume in total will be 150 million, which means 75 million euros for Deutsche EuroShop. As always, we'll have a financing of 50% debt and 50% equity. Expected net initial yield will be 5.5%, and this reflects the higher prices for plots in inner city locations, especially in Dresden. Construction will start in early 09, and the opening is planned for autumn 2010. The general highlight is the good performance of our share in a very difficult environment, plus 7.9%, and we are very happy about that. We expect capital markets to be difficult for the next months. Coming to the results on slide number eight, general figures are in line, and they are influenced by the opening of our Stadtgalerie in Hämelen and the Galeria Baltica in Gdańsk, Poland. The high equity ratio of 48.8% and the low LTV of only 48.2% gives us an attractive financial position. Coming to slide number nine, some details for the balance sheet. Non-current assets increased by 38.3 million euros for further investment payments in Stadtgalerie Hämelen and Passau and in the Altmarkt Galerie in Dresden. Current assets decreased by 58.6 million euros to 84.4 million due to dividend payments and equity payments for the investments. Equity was reduced by roughly 60 million euros to 958.1 million euros due to the dividend payment in June this year. Bank debt increased by roughly 7 million euros. That is for the debt financing of our Stadtgalerie in Passau, which will be opened this year. I will comment on this later on. So total equity and liabilities reduced by 40.3 million euros to 1,961.9 million euros. Coming to the P&L on slide number 10. Difference will be explained later on by some bridges. Also, the difference here are mainly influenced by the new shopping centers Hämelen and Gdansk. Revenues increased by 21% to 55.2 million euros. Property operating and management costs increased to 7.5 million euros, and other operating expenses increased to 2.2 million euros. So EBIT increased to 46 million euros by 22%. Net finance costs increased by 22% to 24 million euros due to the fact that we have a higher net interest expense for the new shopping centers Hamelin and Gdansk, and due to a higher profit attributable to limited partners. Management gains and losses, we had a measurement gain of 4.4 million euros due to unrealized currency gains in Hungary and Poland. There are no new evaluation of portfolio. As you perhaps remember, we only have an evaluation of our portfolio once a year in December. Taxes were 4.7 million euros due to a lower average tax rate due to the corporate tax reform beginning of this year. Coming to slide number 11, to the bridges, revenue bridge, starting with 45.6 million euros due to Gdansk and Hameln, we have a plus of 8.7 million euros, and due to all our other shopping centers, we have a plus of 0.9 million euros, which means plus 2% increase in rents. EBT bridge on slide number 12, start with 37.8 million euros in the half year 07, and we have a plus of 22%, which means plus 8.2 million of euros to 46 million euros after the first half year in 08. Coming to slide number 13, net finance cost bridge. We start with minus 19.7 million euros for the first half year in 07 due to an income from investments of plus 0.8 million euros. This is a dividend from our shopping center Galeria Dominicanska in Wroclaw, Poland. We have an interest income plus 0.2, and we have, due to a higher debt financing for Dansk and Hameln, higher interest expenses of 3 million euros. Due to a better earnings, we have an increasing minority profit share of plus 2.4 million euros. So we result in a net finance cost of minus 24.1 million euro. EBT bridge on slide number 14. We start with 80.2 million euros the half year 07 due to the unrealized currency gains versus valuation result of plus 4.2 million euros and then the increase of 21%, which means 3.9 million euros increase gives us EBT after the half year 08 of 26.3 million euros. Profit bridge starting with 13.5 million euros in 07. We have the valuation plus 2.3 and we have the general increase of 5.8 million euros, which means a plus of 43% and gives us a profit after the first half year 08 of 21.6 million euros. Please remember the German corporate tax reform between half year 07 and half year 08, with corporate tax reduced from 25% to 15%. Coming to the forecast on slide number 17, we'll have the grand opening of our Stadtgalerie in Passau on the 10th of September 08. The occupancy rate is already 100% since June 08. Stadtgalerie Passau will have 27,200 square meters lettable area with 90 shops. As our figures in the half year 08 are in line, we confirm our forecast for 08 and the forecast for the year 2009. The intended investment volume for this year will be 150 to 200 million euros, though we cope new projects with great care. We have decided about the enlargement for the Altmarkt Galerie in Dresden, which gives us an investment volume of 75 million euros, and we have bought a stake of 1.2% in the Allee Center Hamm, which was an investment volume of 0.5 million euros, so in total 75.5 million euros. Regarding to the pipeline, we have denied a big shopping center opportunity, development opportunity for the new country for .Euroshop, because the yields were not appropriate to what we expected. And currently we are in a bidding process for a shopping center in Germany. As market conditions will be difficult also this year, we do not want to have any financial risk. And so, as you told you, we will cope new projects with great care due to the current capital markets. As there is a lack of transactions in the first half 08, we do not see any price reductions for shopping centers in the prime sector. In this year, we have renewed our 100 million credit line for new investments for the next 2 years, so we are prepared to invest.
We take now our first question from Remco Simon from Kempen. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. A number of questions, if I may. First of all, could you elaborate a little bit on the turnover development in your centers recently and the outlook for the retail segment in Germany, as there has been quite some negative news flow about insolvencies from German retailers recently and low turnover growth for certain larger retailer names. Could you elaborate on the trends you see in your centers?
Yes, I can do so. Good morning, Mr. Simon. We see a lower consumer spending in Germany, though the turnover in consumer spending in the first half year in Germany was plus 1.8% nominal. In our portfolio, plus was 0.7%.
And what are your what is your outlook or the outlook from your tenants going forward?
Generally, we see that the retailers in Germany are a little bit more pessimistic generally, especially in Germany, as we have increasing prices for energy and regarding the cost for social systems in Germany. What we see in our shopping center is that the turnover has increased, as I told you, a little bit. So we are doing fine regarding to this. And for the full year this year, we expect that the turnover or the sales in our shopping centers will be stable. That means at more or less the level from the last year.
Okay, thank you. Then could you indicate what the current cost of financing is, for example, on the expansion of the Dresden Altmark Gallery?
Yes, I can do so. As you know, the average interest rate for our existing portfolio is 5.35%, and if we would or if we negotiate with banks today for new debt, we are talking about an interest rate between 5.2% and 5.5%. You also know that the average interest rate for those loans which mature in the next 5 years is 5.86%. So on the actual current level, where we will be cheaper. Generally, we see that many banks are hesitating to giving loans. That is a general information which we get from banks. Though with our high equity ratio and our low LTV, we do not have any problems to get financing and even to get an attractive financing. We have seen this in concrete by enlarging or renewing our credit line. We have a very attractive margin agreed with three banks for the next 2 years.
Okay, could you elaborate on that margin? Or?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
What I can tell you, it is 30 basis points higher than what we have agreed with the same banks 1 year before. So even for a company like us, interests or the margin have increased. So interests are getting higher. In last year, we had a margin which was below 50 basis points, And now you can imagine we are higher.
Okay, but if I understand it correctly, yeah, if you're now paying around 5.2 to 5.5% on new loans, the spread versus the net initial yield of 5.5% on the Dresden Center is probably somewhere between 0 and 25 basis points.
That's right. That's right. This relatively low, this is, net initial yield of 5.5% reflects higher prices for plots in the inner city locations. And you are fully right. The difference between the financing and the net initial yield is not very big.
Okay. Then a last question. You mentioned that you didn't see any price reductions in the market for investment product. Recently, Jones Lang LaSalle published figures about, which mentioned a 40 basis points yield expansion in Q2 alone for shopping centers in Germany. Could you, elaborate a little bit on your view on that?
Yes, I think that's a very general calculation which they have made in total Europe. We are dealing with single shopping centers, and even in the last 3 months, we had 3 to 4 projects on the table. What we see is that the net initial yield for those shopping centers, which is demanded by the sellers, is higher than 5.5. We're talking about figures between 5.7 and 5.9% net initial yield, which is accepted currently on the market. But in concrete, we haven't seen any transactions which have been concluded at those prices. And as I told you, we are currently in a bidding process for a shopping center in Germany, and the net initial yield for such a shopping center could be between 5.75 and 5.9%.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Andre Remke from UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Burger, Mr. Walkers. To clarify, the target investment volume of 150 to 200 million, this does not include the already contracted 75 million you mentioned on Dresdmarkt.
It includes the 75 million euros for Dresden.
So the rest could be one center in the magnitude of 75 to 100.
Yes, you're totally right.
Okay. And this could be the volume of this one center?
Yes, it could be, yes. We're talking about a volume between 120 and 140 million euros.
Okay, and how far you are in this process? Is this the only more concrete project at the moment? In March, April, you told us that you have several things on your table to verify. I think due to the higher financing costs, you have to elaborate a little bit about your required acquisition yield of 5.5%. So what is your view on this?
Yes, you're right. In the beginning of the year, we had some projects on the table, which made us very positive that we could invest 150 to 200 million euros. Meanwhile, we are not as optimistic as at the beginning of the year, as we had to deny some of the projects I told you about. A very big shopping center development opportunity in a new country for us, which we have denied. The net initial yield was far too low for the risk which we believe is faced in those countries. We also had 2 offers for shopping centers in Germany, and we realized that the price which was asked for was too high and gave us only a net initial yield of 5.4%. And as we have seen that the financing in the last weeks was higher than currently, I mean, in May and June, we would have paid interest rates of between 5.8 and 5.9%. So you can imagine that those shopping centers are much too expensive for us. Currently, we have only this one bidding process. We are in the second stage. and we know that we are one of the last bidders, and we will see what we can do.
Would this be an ECE project? Not a project of a property?
It is a shopping center which is also managed by ECE, yes, right.
Okay, and you mentioned the declined center. Is it in Eastern Europe or in Western Europe, a new country?
It was in Turkey.
Okay, and I guess also with ECE.
Yes, it would have been a center which together with ECE, yes, right.
Okay, that's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rankin.
Our next question comes now from Martin Braum from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Borkes. Two quick questions. The first is on net asset value. If I just take your comments on the deal pipeline and the expected yields, it actually seems that yield expansion is an issue. Would you expect that the positive revaluation of two new centers per end of this year will more than offset any yield expansion pressure on the valuation? Can you make any comment on that at this stage?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Brown. At first, yes, we will see. We expect a positive impact from Galeria Bałtycka and also from Hamelin, as I told you, that the lease income in fact is higher than originally expected. We don't see a big evaluation gain from the Stadtgalerie in Passau, as we have agreed with ECE on a multiplier of the rental income. Please remember, we have bought the shopping center in December 2006 with a net initial yield, or with an intended net initial yield, of 5.5%, and we wanted to be sure that this would be the net initial yield. So we agreed with ECE that if the rental income would be lower, then even the price for the shopping center Passau would be lower. Now we see that the rental income is higher. It's plus 6%. So according to this multiplier we have agreed on, we'll have to pay a higher price for the shopping center in Passau. And so we do not expect an evaluation gain from Passau, but from Hamelin and also from Galeria Bałtycka. Regarding to the existing portfolio, according to our information, we do not expect a decreasing evaluation. As we have told you already in the last years, we were very conservative in the evaluation, and the situation today shows that we were right, and we still feel that our portfolio is evaluated on a conservative stage.
Okay, excellent. The second question is a follow-up on your pipeline. If I understood correctly, the new shopping center could cost up to 140 million, and you have around 75 million committed for Dresden and other projects.
Yes, right.
Giving you around 215 million. At a 50% loan to value, this would require around 107 million cash and perhaps some cash for the fee or the increased acquisition fee for Passau. Comparing that to the current 60 million cash, where would the cash come from for these projects?
Okay. At first, we have this credit line of 100 million euros, which is not fully used. So we can use this credit line. Then we have this cash position. It's not 60 million euros only for Deutsche Euroshop, because you know the 60 million euros is for the whole group, Deutsche Euroshop. And if we would buy the shopping center, this German shopping center, we have two positions, possibilities. At first, we could have long-term financing for the shopping center at the first stage, and then afterwards refinancing the credit line. The general idea also for this investment, for this new investment, would be 50% equity and 50% debt. If the capital markets are very positive, then we would like to use the chance for capital increase, but we do not see that currently, as capital markets conditions are very, very difficult. And so we would try, or we would do the financing with the credit line and with a long-term debt financing. And then
okay,
to finance the credit line perhaps within the next year.
Okay. Plus a third follow-up on the new acquisition. Would the new shopping center also be based on a rental multiplier?
No, we are talking about a fixed price and not a multiplier.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Palm.
Our next question comes now from Gia Kandes from West LB. Please go ahead.
I have a simple question on this, on the dividends from Poland. Is this, do you expect some more dividends to come this year, or is this done with the one-off this year? And can you make more forecast when the dividends in general will be paid?
Very good questions. It's more a technical thing. Also, the Galeria Dominikanska, in past, the Galeria Dominikanska paid its dividend to Deutsche Euroshop at the end of the year. The general idea in our group is that 90% of the intended dividend is paid on a quarterly basis to Deutsche Euroshop, and after the end of the year, the last 10% are paid to Deutsche Euroshop. For Galeria Dominikanska, it was different in past. Galeria Dominikanska had paid only once 90% at the end of the year, and the rest then in the following year. We have changed this to our general idea to pay all the dividends quarterly from our subsidiaries to Deutsche Euroshop. So that's the reason for this increase. The total dividend for the Galeria Dominikanska, which means for investments, would be almost the same than in last year.
So I have not these figures in mind, but so it means that there will be now 50% of the dividend payment we got in Q2 in the following quarters?
No, it was a payment for this 1 million euros is roughly 200,000 euros from fiscal year 07.
Yeah.
And there is roughly 800,000 for the first and the second quarter 08, which means that we will get for the third and the fourth quarter also additional 800,000 euros.
But this will be paid, then distributed evenly in each quarter, 400,000.
Yes, right.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes now from Burkhard Sawatzki from Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Only one question left for me for the time being. It's regarding your guidance against the background that you already have achieved an EBIT of 46 million in the first 6 months and that you have a new consolidation ahead in September. Your current EBIT guidance for full year 2008 looks overly cautious, or do I miss something? Is there not room for, upgrading your EBIT guidance?
Currently, we do not see an upside. As I told you, we are totally in line with the figure. We have this also an additional point is this currency gain, this unrealized currency gain from Poland and Hungary. So at the current stage, we do not see to improve our forecast for 08.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes now from Serge Demirtichan from Aurel. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning to all. Just two quick questions. First one, we have now a more difficult economic environment. You said that you expect a stable turnover on your shopping center for your tenants. Can you talk about occupancy costs now? Do you have an idea of what is the rent to turnover ratio in your centers, and what is its trend compared to how it was last year?
Yes, I can do so. Thank you for the question. The rent to sales ratio in our total portfolio is 6.8 to 8.5%, and we believe that this would be increase a little bit in this year and also in the next year.
Okay. So compared to last year, it was a bit increasing.
Yes, right.
Okay. I have a second question. You're mentioning investment pipeline, et cetera, but can we talk also about disposals in the coming month or years on mature assets, or it's not on your strategy for the time being?
No, that's not our strategy. We do not intend to sell any shopping centers, though we are asked very, very often in the last 3 years. No, but that's not our idea. We do want to hold all our shopping centers for the next years.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Our next question comes now from Sven Hinz from Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, Mr. Borkers. Actually, just two quick questions. The first one is, can you give us an idea of the sales-linked rent that you achieved in the first half? You mentioned that there was 2% like-for-like growth, but is this pure sales-linked rent, or is it also driven by the inflation? And the second question is, once again, on your NAV development. Now, given that we have much higher inflation year on year, do you see a more positive impact on NAV 2008 than in the previous years?
First question regarding to the sales linked or rent linked to sales. The rent linked to sales is calculated only at the end of the year, and so we get this amount in December roughly, or the beginning of the coming year. This plus 2% is due to this CPI linked rents. As you know, every 2 years we have the possibility to adapt our base linked rents, our base rent, and so on average this was plus 2%, though the inflation rate in Germany in some months was plus 3.3%. Regarding to the NAV development, we do not have a concrete idea about the evaluation of our shopping centers at the end of the year, but knowing that we have two new shopping centers which are doing very well, and knowing that we have a very conservative average discount rate of 6.38%, we do not see any demand to decrease the evaluations.
Yeah, I mean, I fully agree that you don't want to talk about any specific items on the NAV, but I mean, given that you usually increase the market value of your shopping centers by the inflation rate, and given that we have higher inflation, I was just curious whether it makes sense to assume a higher impact in 2008 than in the previous years.
Yeah. I think this is a correlation between the inflation rate and then the increase in the evaluation showed that our evaluation makes sense. If we see a plus of 2% in the rental income of our shopping centers, and if that is the idea to have a parallel between those two figures, then I would expect to have a plus of 2%.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes now from Kai Klose from DKIB. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I have a quick question on your tenants in your shopping centers. Could you say which sector had a very good result and very good revenues in the second quarter and which had some problems?
Good morning, Mr. Klose. We saw that the textilers, the food tenants, they had decreasing sales, especially the textilers were faced with a decrease in sales of between minus 4 and minus 7%. And also for the food sellers, we saw a decrease of between minus 1 and minus 3%. Have seen a positive development for the electronic markets.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes now from Christian Bandy from Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much for the presentation. I've just got two very quick questions. Firstly, can you say something about the incentives that you're offering retailers who pre-let stores in your new developments, and how has that changed over the last 12 months? And secondly, has there been anything to come out of the Burger said he wanted to JV with EC at an earlier stage of development, possibly at the land acquisition stage. Has there been any advancement on that front?
Thank you for the two questions. At first, regarding to the incentives for new tenants, we do not pay or give any incentives for new tenants. So that's a quick answer to the first quick question. And secondly, there are no news for the joint venture with ECE in Germany. We are still in the position to negotiate for the plots which are needed. And the same is for the joint venture in Poland. We haven't signed this joint venture yet due to the fact that the negotiations for the plot are very complicated, and so there are no news regarding to this, even for the shopping center, for the development in Germany and for the one in Poland.
Sir, sorry, just as a follow-up question, when might we expect some news on the Polish land?
Pardon me, I haven't understood your question.
So is it, when might we expect some news on the JV front?
I can't tell you because the negotiations are very complicated, and I see the chance that we will start this joint venture with ECE in Poland with roughly 50%.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes now from Jochen Schmidt from Metzler. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I have three questions, if I may. First of all, as regards the industry environment, if one assumed, say, a subdued scenario for German retailers, how would you see your company positioned in this context? I think you might state the quality of your shopping centers as well as the terms of your rental contracts as relieving in this context. Second question closely connected to this, have you seen any higher write-downs on rent receivables in the first 6 months? And last question, would it be correct to assume a higher like-for-like rental growth in the second half compared to the first half, maybe also gaining tailwind from inflation? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the question, Mr. Schmidt. At first, we haven't seen a higher write-down for rents in the last weeks or months. I think it is not fair to compare the economical situation of some retailers in Germany, which you perhaps have read in the newspapers, that this is comparable to all the others. We have, as you know, many, many very strong tenants which pay their rents in time, and so we do not have any higher write-downs.
Okay.
Regarding the inflation rate, as you know, we have this CPI-linked base rate, and if we have a CPI which is higher, so we can assume that at the end of the year, the rental income will be influenced by this, and we expect perhaps that it would be higher than this 2% which we had in the first half of this year. But I think it wouldn't be 3.3% because this wasn't the inflation rate for the full year.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question comes now from Peter Barco from Lehman Brothers. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Maybe I can come back to your commands on yields, and I think you said that currently buyers would be thinking about shopping center yields of 5.7 to 5.9%. That is a net yield, I assume. can you characterize, I mean, what kind of buyers are in the market at all? I mean, is there, what apart from you, I mean, what's the competition? Is that only open-ended funds? Is there anybody else who's looking into that? Then coming back on your target yield, I mean, in the past stated at 5.5, you're now saying you're turning more cautious, and I probably agree that you don't need to rush any purchases at the moment. Can you say how cautious you are if 5.9 is not cautious enough? And then finally, on this issue, I mean, the projects you had on the table, the three or four projects at the beginning of the year, Have they been sold, or have the sellers just decided to withdraw from the market at all? And then, I mean, maybe you start answering these questions, and then I have another follow-up on the inflation linking of your rents.
Okay. At first, our competitors in the bidding processes for shopping centers are mainly the open end funds in Germany. As you know, mostly it's a secret who are your competitors, but what we see and what you also can read is that the open-end funds are very active and obviously accept this yields between 5.5 and 5.8%. But next to the yield, also the quality of the shopping center is a question for us. It doesn't make sense to buy a shopping center with a net initial yield of 5.9% or higher if the quality of the shopping center is not what we have expected or what we would like to have. Our target yield is still a minimum of 5.5%, but we are flexible. That means if we see that in the phase of bidding for a shopping center, the debt financing is more expensive than 5.5%, then for sure our expected yield for such an investment also has to be higher. I told you that we have denied a shopping center development project in another country, and this the yield for this shopping center was higher than 7.5%, but it was much too low for us because we saw higher risk in the country and we saw that the costs for the financing even were much higher.
All right, and just one follow-up on this. So the 5.5 to 5.8 you're mentioning, the yield, that's for a shopping center that's below the quality or the average quality of your portfolio at the moment. Is that the way to read this?
The shopping center we are bidding for currently, that's a shopping center which is according to our quality demands, and the expected net initial yield for this shopping center is 5.8% roughly, and that's the reason why we are interested in this shopping center, because in parallel we believe that we can get a financing from the bank, debt financing, at an interest rate of roughly 5.3 to 5.5%. So such an investment would make sense for us, but what we have to look at is also the turnover development of the tenants and the future perspective of such a shopping center. It's not only the yield, which is perhaps higher than 5.5% and then could be attractive for us. There are many, many items, and the net initial yield is only one. But as I told you, we're just 5.75 for an attractive shopping center. That seems to be an attractive, or is an attractive investment for us.
Okay, the project that you've turned down, have they been sold to other parties, or have they been withdrawn from the market?
As we know, they are still in a process of selling it, but we do not know more.
Okay, and then the second theme. I mean, you said like for like rental growth is 2%, and that's mainly due to inflation. I mean, and inflation is now, as we all know, running higher than that. The 2% lagging inflation, is that only due to the time lag of 2 years, or is that because you decide you don't want to push through the whole indexation, the whole inflation?
No, it's just due to the time lag. According to our lease agreements, we can adapt the leases every 2 years to the new inflation rate. So due to this, we expect that it is only plus 2% and not plus 3.3%.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We take now a follow-up question from Remco Simon from Kempen. Please go ahead.
Yes, one follow-up question, if I may. You mentioned that you target a the target on the shopping center which you are bidding on is a 5.8 initial yield, and that the quality is similar to your current portfolio. Could you, elaborate a little bit on how you see the valuation of your current portfolio then, since it is at a 5.4-5.5 net initial yield? Shouldn't that be towards the 5.8 as well then?
Okay, the net initial yield for the current portfolio is right at 5.4%, and if we look for new shopping centers, then we are looking for net initial yield for sure, which is higher than this 5.4%, even for the regarding to the fact that the number of competitors is less. We are only dealing or competing with the open end funds, which feel able to pay high prices. We still are, as I told you, believe that we have a very conservative evaluation of the portfolio due to the fact that the expected yield of a 10-year German federal bond in our calculation or in our average discount rate is at 4.78%, and actually we are at 4.2%. We are currently in a market condition which, in our feeling, will give some market players some problems. They will get problems in financing, and perhaps they have paid too high prices for shopping centers in past, and perhaps will leave the German markets. And that is a situation which we would like to use for us, and we, like many others, are waiting for the fire sales, which also makes us cautious and makes us not to invest too early.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes now from Stephen van Weren from Peter Kim. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Burgers. Stefan here. Two small questions. I would like to know how much you have already spent on the Altmark Gallery extension in Dresden. So how much has been laid out, or how much will be laid out by the end of this year? And the second question is, how do you see rising construction costs going forward, actually, for this year?
Good morning, Stefan. Thank you for the question. We have invested for the expansion in Dresden 7 million euros. That is our portion. And up to the end of the year, we will invest further 3 million euros as our portion.
Okay.
And your second question, sorry, I've forgotten.
Rising
construction costs.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a problem in the last 2 years, and this is also a problem for the future. You have to imagine if we start a development or even expansion today, then at the first stage we have to make a calculation also on the construction costs. And if those costs change or increase a lot, even in short time, that's always a problem, and we have to focus on this. If we see that the construction costs won't give us the expected net initial yield, then it could be possible that we stop such a development or such an enlargement. We have the first phase in which we buy the needed plots, and in parallel to this, we have to elaborate on the construction costs. But if we see that construction costs will be too high and that the net initial yield won't be reached, then we have to think about stopping even a project. But that's also one reason why we are working together with ECE, which has currently roughly 20 shopping centers under development. So they know about the construction costs very, very well. And according to our position, it is very positive or very important to have a partner who knows about this and who knows very well about the current market conditions.
Okay. And do you or do they see those construction costs rise actually flattening down these days?
No, I think what you heard from them is that after a strong rise in construction costs, they seem currently to be stable. But what is not very easy to find is a construction company in former times. If you started or wanted to start a development, many construction companies competed for the task to do it. But meanwhile, it is very difficult to get a construction company to do the work and even to do it for a fixed price due to this change in construction costs.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, if not any questions, thank you very much for your attention. I think we showed you attractive figures. We hope that we will have some news for this year, even regarding two new investments. But what we all have to be in mind is that the market conditions wouldn't be easier for the next future, and we want to be very cautious to that. We want to give an additional value, and so quality and net initial yields are even in the future much more important for us than to grow. Thank you very much for attention, and have a nice week. Bye-bye.